Illinois State University President Larry Dietz has updated the community on plans for the new school year. He continues to use terms such as fluid and for now and as best we can tell. Some things haven't changed. A mix of online and in-person classes, face coverings, no triple and quadruple occupancy dorm rooms. Face coverings, check. But in taking questions at a news conference today, Dietz indicated ISU continues to go softly on the question of enforcement of face coverings, one key way to reduce potential spread.
That's a good question. We hope that the social norming piece, the Redbird responsibility piece, we're going to have student ambassadors that we hope will be modeling positive behavior. And so it really is the individual's responsibility, influenced by those around them, that we think are going to be the best way to try to get people to comply with the expectations.
Some studies suggest voluntary compliance is not enough to reach a higher level of protection. Will you empower faculty to kick students out of classrooms for noncompliance?
Yeah. The faculty control the classroom, and if that's their prerogative, they can choose to do that. What we, I think, have found is that, again, if people take the responsibility for that, that's the best way to go. We're not going to have a mask police, if you will, walking around the campus, but for students that are belligerent about that, there is the conduct code is available to put the students through our student conduct code. Faculty and staff, they have their own processes to potentially go through if they would refuse to wear a mask. But we're hopeful that we're not going to get to that point, that people will realize that this is another expectation, that it's not only important for the individual, but important for the entire community. So we hope that that works.
The Ivy League has canceled its sports schedule. ISU has not. Why are you not treating football and other sports as an avoidable risk that is not central to the core academic mission of the university?
Sure. I just read that article as well. First of all, we're like other institutions in our conference and across the country, we're waiting for more guidance from the NCAA. There's also different conferences that we're a part of. The big one for us is the Missouri Valley Conference, but some of our sports are in other conference areas that are also have teams in other states. And so not only is it an Illinois issue, but it's a multi-state issue. And so right now, we hope to be able to have athletic teams compete, and we hope to have spectators in the audience. But I'm afraid that's one where the jury's still out on the thing. We're going to have to wait for further clarification.
There will be on-campus testing. How will ISU ensure students are getting tested even when they don't display serious symptoms?
Well, I think the issue that about testing is still one that's being debated. The Center for Disease Control has not recommended mass testing for higher education. They've changed their stance on that. So you go one way for a while, and then another direction comes out, and you pivot and go another direction. I think our expectation for students will be when they come to the campus is that they will have tested perhaps back home so they know their situation. Once here, there is a product that's being worked upon at the University of Illinois right now for some mass testing that has some hope. It's still in the test mode, if you will, but and has not been approved by the FDA. But I just had a part of the conversation yesterday with the president and chancellor team, and they're hopeful that the system that they have, which can test up to 10,000 people a day, a maximum at a cost of about $2 a test, and right now our cost for a test is about $100 per test, and we can only test about 150 people on the site here. As the community testing sites expand, we hope that that'll help us out with that. But we're going to tell students before they come down that we hope that they'll get tested before they come here so they at least have a baseline to know where they are. And if they're testing positive, if they have symptoms, we're going to tell them don't come until you've isolated and gotten over that. But testing continues to be something we're going to pursue, and it's going to continue to evolve. I do think that this this new program, the University of Illinois, has great hope. We had good conversations about that yesterday. They've also tested the test in other sites outside of Champaign-Urbana. One was in Rockford, and One was in DeKalb, and they hope that that might be available to all universities throughout the state as we start the school year, but that still remains something that's going to be evolving as well.
A study by Penn and Swarthmore scholars modeled a campus of 20,000 students, the size of ISU. It suggests there are things a campus can do to quickly respond to an outbreak and prevent spread. Among them is randomly testing about 3% of the campus. In ISU's case, about 600 every now and then. Is that a goal?
Well, I've read that study, and it's a good study. I'm not casting aspersions at the authors of that or the research that they've done, but it's one study. And usually you look at studies like that to be replicated in other areas to actually have terrific confidence in the findings of that. But that's something that we would aspire to. We aspire to do more testing. And if, in fact, the situation with a product that the University of Illinois is producing, if they can do that and we can install that, that goal could easily be reached. So I'd say that's something that we're more testing is what we're pursuing, but we'll just have to wait and see if this really, really comes out to a point where we can do more of that here.
Could the administration have reduced faculty concern over not being involved in planning by not having some administrators counted as faculty on the various task forces?
You know, I don't know. I think that when we become administrators, we don't lose our faculty concern. We don't lose our faculty title. We may have gained another title, but I'm still a faculty member myself. And so I think one of the things that we learned from conversations about that is that people were passionate about that. But there's also, and that's you know, their concerns are great. As Dr. Terhuli mentioned, we have faculty who are passionate about teaching face-to-face. We have others who are passionate about teaching online. And that's what a university is about, is working with both of those groups. But I think that we had a lot of faculty involved within those groups. Some had administrative title, but that didn't reduce their expertise, and it certainly didn't reduce their faculty credentials. But we're listening a lot more to, I think, more people on the campus. I think we have really listened all along, and we've had faculty and staff involved in all of these different working groups. So I would say that they're, you know, that each of those groups have been represented. I've also had conversations with the chair of the Academic Senate, the chair of the Administrative Professional Council, and the chair of the Civil Service Council, and invited them to appoint people to each of these work groups. And in some cases they have, and in other cases they haven't. But we look forward to continuing that discussion.
Illinois State University President Larry Deets says the university continues an inventory of classrooms and the university might have to move more classes online to meet state health directives. The questions you heard were off microphone at the news conference and revoiced in the studio.